Local residents of Wicomico County are in an outrage about mega chicken farms being planned for the area. The farm in question is being planned for Naylor Mill Road near Salisbury and is known as a Concentrated Animal Feeding Operation, or CAFO. Originally, it was to have 13 chicken houses, but has since been reduced down to 10. The sudden announcement of these farms drew local residents to a Wicomico County Council meeting.
I just want to remind this council of the importance of the chicken industry, the thousands of jobs that come with it. I myself, it's made me a good living. It's made my family a good living. My sons have got into the business. Now, I hear the concerns of these citizens, but the industry is not adding a lot of new houses.
I remember what it was years ago, to smell that ammonia, to walk through that chicken, you know what? Barefooted sometimes. There is room for the chicken industry. There has to be a happy medium somewhere. But these chicken cities is not the answer.
Council President John Cannon said that the council was just as surprised as everyone else at the size and sudden nature of these farms.
It was an unexpected surprise to everybody in the community, to the county council, to the community, and anyone that's been impacted by it. The houses that they're building now are much larger than what anyone is used to. And I can understand the shock factor as to why the citizens are concerned about that.
The council has since taken up consideration of a set guidelines that have been put together by Delmarva Poultry Industry Incorporated. Meanwhile, County Executive Bob Culver raised questions about whether there was even a need for new regulations. But eventually, he held a public meeting of state officials, and Culver cautiously said that local officials are just trying to get a handle on the issues.
It's true. These chicken farms now are much bigger than we're ever used to in Wicomico County. But it's the thing that's coming along. So we've got to either learn to live with those or somehow or another regulate them to where they are comfortable in our area.
Opponents criticized the meeting, which featured state environmental and agricultural officials, for failing to have critics of these large operations. Many people are concerned for the Paleo Channel, which is where many residents draw their water. Gabby Camaretta with the Citizens Against Industrial CAFOs.
The Paleo Underground aquifer runs right underneath of it. The wellhead protection area is less than a mile. There is possible contamination that could be from groundwater seepage from stormwater ponds, and that's one of our biggest concerns because all of us have wells that run into the Paleo, as well as it's the major drinking water source for the city of Salisbury and a lot of businesses in the area.
But at the meeting of state officials, Gary Keelman with the Maryland Department of Environment said that there should not be a problem with water pollution.
The bottom line is no discharge of manure, litter, or processed wastewater from the production areas of the animal feeding operation will occur if the permit is adhered to. Our permitting procedure, just very briefly, is any animal feeding operation with 37,500 birds or more must have the permit.
Local residents say that this still doesn't address the pollution of the air and other health concerns. Gabby Camaretta lives near the proposed poultry complex and is with the Concerned Citizens Against the Industrial CAFOs.
Air quality, especially for some of the neighboring communities, there's a lot of older generations in our neighborhood and also younger children, and a lot of them have breathing problems and they might have to move in the future.
Opponents cite research from Johns Hopkins University that found air pollution from these operations could cause asthma, bronchitis, and allergic reactions. But Delmarva Poultry Industry Executive Director Bill Statterfield countered that many of these studies rely on reports from hog farms and are not applicable. County Council President Cannon also stated that the county's hands are tied in the area restricting health and environmental concerns. In Delaware and Somerset County, concerns have been raised about these large operations. Statterfield with the Poultry Trade Group says that over the years, many small poultry houses have disappeared and that the large operations are merely replacing what has been lost. Charles Wright, a local farmer in Wicomico County, says that he does not believe that these farms will necessarily pose a health threat to the area.
There's some reasonable grind that we can all share. The chicken industry's been here a long time. It's changed just like everything else. If you believed everything you heard, I shouldn't be alive after tending chickens for 22 years. I mean, if everything that's put out there is so bad.
Wicomico County is now considering implementing new regulations that are patterned after those drawn up by the trade group Delmarva Poultry Industry Incorporated. The regulations would include a 200-foot setback from all property lines, including roads. For For existing homes, the setback would be 400 feet. In designated growth areas, the setback would range from 500 to 600 feet. There would also be a requirement for 3 to 5 buffer plants, depending on whether it is an agriculture or growth area. This is Patrick Lieb with Delmarva Public Radio.